Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Love our pets, and they are part of our families. They're part of our lives in so many different ways. And as a pet parent, we have responsibilities, and some of those responsibilities extend into the legal world. Well, I've got online with us a very good friend, someone I respect tremendously, and he's someone that I call when legal issues pop up in the animal world. He's an animal welfare attorney. Frankly, he's the guru. I am happy to have online with us Bob Ferber. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's my pleasure to be here.
I wanted to talk with you about animal cruelty and animal neglect. We hear these terms thrown around quite a bit. What is the difference between animal cruelty and animal neglect?
It's a great question. I'm always asked it. And first of all, I think the best way to start off is by saying that animal neglect is really a form of animal cruelty. The legislature has kind of separated them in the laws, but I think for your listeners, the easiest way I find to understand it, even when I train lawyers, is animal cruelty is perceived as doing something, going out of your way to do something to hurt an animal, poison, beating, doing something that you go out of your way. Animal neglect, the way I talk to judges and juries about it, is it's failing to do something. You fail to give your animal food. You find a dog next door in a neighbor's yard that's skin and bone. They don't hurt it. They don't beat it, but it's starving to death. And I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that animal neglect, leaving a dog to starve to death, is cruel. But the way laws are in most states in the country, they kind of split that up.
Right.
And one last little thing is that when we actually charge people with animal neglect, very often I will throw in the laws about animal cruelty.
What is illegal and what's just wrong?
One of our cops in LAPD, I helped form our police animal unit with LAPD, and we were struggling with that. And one of the cops actually said something really I liked. It's not a legal answer. It's that if it looks like it's criminal and wrong, it probably is. Now, that being said, I mean, clearly people know that if a dog is starved to death, that's cruelty. Beating it, senseless. You get into the more difficult situations of, let's say you have four trainers from different dog trainers, and one uses sort of the strict alpha method. Another one uses treats or clicker training. The clicker training person might say that it's cruel to be an alpha dog and be dominant. That may be, depending on who you are, which training you subscribe to, you might find that cruel or wrong, but that's not against the law. I can give you, Robert, a really good example of what people call me about all the time. Their neighbor doesn't walk their dog, or their neighbor leaves their dog on a balcony of an apartment when they go to work. Or their cat is outdoors in the rain. Many people, and I'm probably one of them, would say this is wrong, and it's probably under my definition of being cruel to your animal, but it's not against the law. And on top of that, of course, there are very many situations. I've seen little dogs living on big balconies that have more room than some people out in their backyard.
Sure.
So it depends on the situation. So it's a good guideline is to think, is somebody doing something that's causing unnecessary suffering for an animal, or is it something that also is depriving an animal something with their life is threatened or they're being injured? Robert, it gets a little, it's why we probably have lawyers around. These definitions are not always easy. If somebody is treating a dog with cancer, and the animal is getting thinner and thinner, if 10 people in a room, 10 dog lovers, would have 10 different decisions as to when to put that animal to sleep.
Right.
If somebody is waiting to the very end, is that cruel? No. But we debate that. So it's a good question, Robert, and there is no easy answer. What we try to tell law enforcement and the public is, if you're in doubt, call it into the animal control or the police and let them figure it out. But if you see your neighbor who's just not walking their dog, you know, there's something called emotional abuse.
Sure.
It's not against the law. But anybody who doesn't pet their dog every day and talk to their cat, like, and have their cat on their lap like I am, to me, that's emotional abuse. That doesn't count.
Now, I think it's fairly obvious, you know, what you should do if you see it, report it, speak up. But what should you not do?
What you should not do, it's maybe the most important question, is not get involved in handling it yourself. An easy example is my ex-girlfriend, she's a wonderful animal lover, and she loves to go up to people who have their dog off-leash on a busy street. And that actually is illegal. And I can't tell you how many confrontations have developed. Well, where people have gotten violent and gotten very defensive.
Sure.
Parents always know you don't tell another parent how to raise their kid. So if you have a neighbor, let's say, who and the dog seems to be a little underfed or is getting out all the time, if you feel comfortable with that person, you can approach them, you know, say, Joe, you know, your dog keeps getting out, or maybe you should give him a little bit more food. But the moment you get any resistance, I would say leave it to the authorities. And this comes up even more when you see something like neglect or cruelty or really somebody beating a dog regularly, or even worse, blood sports, like somebody's taking two pit bulls in their backyard. Those are situations where you should not get involved. If you want to take photographs, government's going to tell you not to do that because they don't want to get sued. If you take a photograph and then the neighbor sees it, the one who's abusing the animal, and then you have a physical confrontation. So
right.
It's something where I say, if you see something happening, if it's something mild, try to talk to your neighbor. I'm not saying call the police every time your neighbor or a friend isn't caring for an animal. Try to work it out, just like the loud stereo. And I think that maybe the loud stereo is a good guideline. When would you decide that it's not appropriate to tell your neighbor to shut the darn stereo down for the fourth time? You want to avoid a confrontation. So that's what I think you should be careful of.
I think that's great advice. He is the expert. He's an animal welfare attorney, Bob Ferver. You can reach him with your questions at caninecatlover@yahoo.com. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to having you on a regular basis.
Thank you, Robert. I'm looking forward to it too.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.